Hey, you guys ever had to crank a Brown, mid game before?
You're talking about an Antonio Brown or like a Fudge Dragon?
Yeah, like you have to take a nice Fudge Dragon like mid game.
I have never.
No?
Personally, never. Actually, I just got a brain blast, guys. I just got a brain blast. Long time ago, when I was a little tyke. This is a true story. This is a true story. This is way off topic. Actually, right on topic.
Starting the podcast with a story. I like it.
Right. I got two stories. I'll save one for later. First one has to do with me. I was playing floor hockey in a league when I was a little kid. Because my parents wanted me to be an active kid, And first week, I was so excited to be there playing some hockey. Mid-game, felt the Brown coming on. And I was like,
ooh,
this is not good. I got to go. So mid-game, just ran off the court because it was on like a basketball court. Ran off the court, go to the bathroom. And then it was, let's just say, had an episode in the bathroom. And then when I came back, I'm like at the door. I didn't want to come back into the gymnasium. I was signaling to my mom like, hey, come on, we got to go. And she's like, what happened? I said, I pooped myself. And then she was just like,
you just called the shit poop.
I did. I was like, you can't call the shit poop.
Man.
I won't. Rewind. I was like, Mom, it didn't go well in there or in here currently. We got to go. And then she's like, okay, that's fine. We can go. So we left.
Sad part of the story.
Never came back. My one and only week playing hockey.
Floor hockey. And that's how you didn't make it pro in floor hockey.
So let me ask you this. True. Let me ask you this. So when you had to go to the bathroom, were you running like Lamar or?
No. I was in dead sprint because I was in one of those modes.
Well,
where,
so was Lamar.
Well, no. Lamar was kind of waddling. Like it was.
Oh, he was running.
It was like a waddle. For me, I couldn't even fully sit down.
It's a fast
waddle.
I mean, he's a fast guy.
I couldn't fully sit
so.
Down. Right. I was not fully in a squat position by the time the business was being business, if you know what I'm saying.
The business was being sold.
Right.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
That was my story. That was my one and only time playing hockey in some sort of league, and never happened again, never returned to the league, never saw a single one of those people again, and don't plan on it.
All right.
The only time he's ever been to floor hockey, but not the only time he shit himself. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
Oh, that's no. The one and only time I pooped myself.
One and only?
Yeah, one and only time I pooped myself.
And that's where the floor hockey career ended right there, ladies
mm-hmm.
and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I got a story. I mean, we were going to start this off talking about Lamar, but we'll get into that. And I guess it's just story time. So this is high school football. Senior year, I think, for senior year. It's an away game. It's an away game here, and game's over. And just, I mean, pretty big kid on our team, pretty heavy kid. Offensive lineman, I believe. The game's wrapping up. He happens to be right by me, and he's telling me, he's like, man, I gotta take a shit so bad. He's like, we need to get to the locker room. I gotta take a shit. And then, but at the end of every game, or our coach gathers us up on the field before we go to the locker room, no matter if it's home or away. And so we got to sit around and we got to listen to this speech. And he's like, oh, coach, better hurry it up. I got a shit so bad. And gives a super long speech, and then we kind of get a break, and then we're off to the locker room, and it's the fastest this kid has ever ran in his life. He's gone. He's bolted. He's we don't even see him. Tyreek Hill, Lamar Jackson. I should use Lamar.
Touchdown.
He's gone. So he beats us to the locker room by a long shot. We open the door to get in there, and I don't know what was first. I think the smell was first, probably the worst smell of all time. But then you see just a trail of watery dew, just watery dew, just a trail of it, along with his clothes, his pads, his clothes, underwear on the ground, just a trail of it through the entire locker room, into the bathroom, and then just this terrible smell. The whole team had to deal with it. We had to get changed, hurry up, and he ruined the opposing team's locker room. Somebody had to clean that up. I don't know who it was.
I think you're forgetting one of the best parts, too.
What was the best
part? It was a ladies' locker room.
I didn't even remember that. I didn't even
Well, because
remember.
remember when we were, it was against school. Well, yeah, when we would have to be in the chicks' locker room, and
Oh, because
obviously,
they didn't have an away locker room, so yeah,
they have
they
away
had,
locker
yeah,
rooms.
right.
So we're in a chicks' locker room, and there he just shit
Just imagine if
everywhere.
whoever goes in there the next day, like the just has
Yeah,
to
because the janitor's probably not finding that.
come
Probably some kid from at school is gonna. Well, that's the bad part too, because that's a Friday night ball game. That's high school
That's
football.
gonna sit there.
That's gonna sit there for a little
You're
bit.
gonna have to scrape that
That's
thing
I'm
off.
sure there's a I'm sure there's a janitor that comes in there after and makes sure that
Probably.
there's, you know, it's all
I don't know. That
tidied up,
wasn't
but
the best school.
True.
I hope to God a janitor found it and there's not some kid
I hope
that's
they let
scarred
it
for life
marinate
to
in
this
there for a
day.
little bit.
I hope not.
And
That's
then Monday
terrible.
morning, somebody walked into that.
Oh my God.
Well, so I guess that wasn't really similar. Well, no, he was better than Lamar. He held it through the game. We don't know what portion of the game. I don't think it just came on right at the at very end, you know.
Hey,
Lamar
go
had.
ahead and tell him about Lamar. Go ahead and tell him how it wasn't he didn't Dookie. Go ahead and tell him.
Yeah, Pete's on the. He's on.
Pete's
Wait, let's all.
anti-Dookie.
Right, let's all get our stances. I'm pro Dookie.
You're pro
Dan?
Dookie.
Dan, are you pro Dookie?
I'm somebody's gotta convince me. I'm in the
You're on the
middle of
fence.
I'm
You're
in
on
the
the fence.
fence as well. I need to be
I'm on the
convinced.
fence, Dookie.
Okay, all right. Pete, go ahead. Pete's
Well,
anti-Dookie.
Junior had one story, but like you answered the question, you're like, no, like you don't think you changed your mind though. But like football wise, or like when you're older, like I don't think anyone
Poops their
besides well
pants,
besides
shits their pants.
your besides the, your teammate. But like when you're playing, he wasn't playing though. When you're playing,
Good point.
like your adrenaline's high, like
Sphincter.
your
Stool
sphincters,
tight.
your
Sphincter's
sphincter's gonna
tight.
is gonna tighten up.
Wait, tight butthole.
You have a tight,
Just say tight
you have a
butthole.
tight sphincter. Yeah, I just don't think it's like, I don't think it's even possible, really.
Because it's so tight, or because you're not thinking about it, or kind of
All of it,
both.
all of it.
All
Like
right,
your
hear me
adrenaline's
out.
high,
Hear me
and
out.
then oh,
Here.
hold on, and then when you like, when
We
you
don't know
like,
what he ate. What if he got
I do know
something?
what he ate. I
True.
do know
When
what he ate.
he goes to the locker room though, like when you show him, like he could be like, you said waddling. He could be waddling because like he's cramping in his legs. He doesn't want to bend his legs as much,
Bend it.
and also he's got cleats on. He's inside, like he doesn't want to slip and fall on the,
Yeah, but there's a
on the
track that he
ground.
was running on. I rewatched the film. He was
All right,
waddling, but he was also running.
You still don't
And there's a
run.
little track that he
Can
was
I have the
running on.
floor?
You still don't like
Well, you've
run.
had the floor enough, all
You still
right?
don't run full
All
speed
right.
on that surface with cleats on.
That's fair.
And he's
That's a
What
fair
if?
point.
And he's cramping. He's not gonna run
But
full
let me
speed
ask you this.
cramping.
Hold on. Let me spit this out here. Why did he have to go to the locker room for a cramp? Are they going to inject him with an IV? Like,
Yes,
why couldn't they
and then his
inject him with an IV? Like, I'm in the locker room
And then his
because he's
arm,
cramping?
yeah, and then his arm was all wrapped up when he went into the locker room. He had nothing on his arms. When he came out, he had a bandage wrapped around his arm. Where you get an
Does
IV?
that he made it maybe he took a shit
I don't
and
think.
he's also on steroids?
Oh, he's on
Will Fuller
Ooh.
style?
Well, Pete's got
right,
the
I'd like
trainer's experience, so is that
I'd
gonna
like to step in here.
is that enough gonna, to convince us? Let's hear what
I
Junior has
got
to say first.
scientific. I got
What's the poop guy got?
Experience. Well, hey, let me step in here,
He's a
Pete.
huge poop guy.
Okay.
This is the interesting part. If you're waddling, that's all right, we'll take the waddling out of it, whatever. His cramp was a forearm cramp. You don't waddle with the forearm
I already
cramp.
told you, like he had cleats on
Wait.
inside. He's not gonna run full speed with
His
cleats on.
cramping was in his forearm,
You ever try
not
to
in his
run?
never heard of a
You ever
I
try
have
to?
never heard of a forearm cramp before.
I've
I'm
had. I've had.
I'm off the fence. I'm on. He took a shit. I'm back.
I've
We're
had a
back.
forearm
And
cramp.
the night before, I listened to an interview today. He had spaghetti with broccoli. Broccoli is very high in. This is a true story. This is a true story. I listened to an interview today.
Does he eat that before every game or?
I listened to a Trace McSorley, however you say that, interview, and he said that the night before, this is what they ate: spaghetti, pasta, and then broccoli. I don't know if it was
How
together,
else would
separate,
you say
whatever.
Trace McSorley? You said it right. How else would you say it?
His last name. His last name. His first name is actually not Trace. Fun fact.
I'm actually kind of concerned that you're saying broccoli.
Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
Broccoli?
Brock? Brock Osweiler?
Broccoli? What do you mean, say
Bro
broccoli?
Bro
It's broccoli.
Broccoli, man.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Easy. Psychopath. All right, I'm on pizza side now. I don't want to do it.
There you go.
It's high protein.
He says broccoli weird. I'm on pizza.
You're trying to run on like pavement or like tile or a track surface with cleats on? Like, are you actually gonna like pick
walk
your
slow? You don't have pick... to. You just walk slow.
Well, he's hustling. He's in the middle of a game. He's trying to get it done as quick as possible.
Right, get his business done.
No, he's trying to get back on the field.
Actually,
as quick
now
as
that
possible.
I think about it, I remember a story, Pete, in college of, you know, like practice pants in college are white.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman shit himself in practice once. I remember it vividly. Oh, I just, God. For some reason, I blanked on it until now.
It's probably disgusting.
I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember they were doing the O line versus D line, where like that's like it's one on ones. You have to get to the dummy with the quarterback and knock the ball out. And he got knocked over, and he had a brown stain down his pants and had to run straight to the locker room.
You were there? You were there, or?
There was, like, you know, like, when they would hype up everyone, like, not summer, but, like, it was, like, yeah, it would be, like, two-day practices. They would hype everybody up.
You're
and
saying
kind of, like,
you were there,
stand
though?
Around the, yeah, I was there.
It wasn't Hooper yeah. hands, right?
No, it wasn't Cody. It was an offensive lineman. It was, like, my freshman year. I forgot his name. I don't want to say his name if I do remember anyone.
He's listening.
I was at a gas station like a month ago, and some guy came up to me, asked me for directions, and he seemed so out of it, and I was very concerned that this guy was I don't know, he just seemed sketchy. He turned around, huge brown stain on the back of his pants.
Oh boy.
And I felt bad for this guy.
So he didn't have a tight sphincter. He let that loose because the sphincter wasn't tight.
Loosey goosey, as
or,
we would
or
say.
Or he had some broccoli before. I don't. One of the. Well, I don't. Right. Both. I don't
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Our coach. We got a lot of stories. Our college coach. My college coach. My freshman sophomore year used to give us the worst speeches. The night before a game, and he'd always talk about guys are too many guys are playing with a tight butthole. Like they need to loosen up. He always said told them he needed to loosen up and play relaxed and. So maybe Lamar Jackson
is playing scared out there.
Maybe Harbaugh gave him a little butthole speech before the game, but he took it literally, and then he ended up, you know, cranking out a brown.
Slipping out a
chocolate hot dog.
Do we dare call this podcast just butt stuff?
Butt stuff. All right, we're gonna pivot, though. I have a question. I would like to pivot.
Pivot.
Pete talked about, like, the coach's speech on, like, night before game night, whatever. I mean, I've never personally played football, but has any of you guys, like, organized football? I mean, like, did any of your coaches at any point, like, try to do something weird to try to pump you guys up, like in that speech, like
got,
any, like outside a, the
yes.
box, like what? And did it? Second question: did it work? Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Our high school football coach was getting us all pumped up, and he's like, "You guys just need
before?
To get." I don't remember. I think it was like midweek practice or something. Yeah, it was like midweek practice, and he goes. You guys just need to get out there and play some baseball. Meanwhile, we're playing football, and he just shouted. Our head coach just shouted, "Get out there and play baseball!"
Like, was it the speech like pretty good before that too?
Yeah, it was. I don't know exactly.
Solid speech.
I mean,
he had
like,
us going
was
until
like,
the baseball part.
Yeah, everyone just looked at each other.
That's really awesome.
Even notice.
I like that, how he called himself out like a week later. Like, yeah, he realized that for the fact. Yeah, I just totally said, "Let's go out there and play some baseball." And you guys looked at me like I was crazy.
That. At least he owned up to it. Like literally, including the assistant coaches, we were all like, "What?"
It was like before practice a week later, and he like owned up to it, and we were all just dying laughing. He's like, I appreciate
baseball.
Nobody calling me out at the time, right at the time.
I mean, again,
I got another one.
Go for it.
Defensive coordinator in college, he used to play like videos to pump us up before like we'd be watching film. We're gonna watch a video, and it was a Curb Your Enthusiasm like clip where I don't know if any of y'all listened to. I know Riz does, and I think Pete does too. Mm-hmm. But it was when Leon was saying the Larry's got to get in that ass. Our coach was telling us to get in that ass to our rivals. Gotta, you know, open up the door, open up his asshole, step in there with your shoes on.
Throw the Snicker Wrappers on the floor.
Yeah, throw
him step out that,
on the
open
floor.
It back up. Step back out and that then, asshole.
and you leave it wide open so he knows you've been there. Getting that ass.
Who was that?
That
was
got
that,
me a little pumped up, I'm not going to lie.
Was that Luke?
Yeah, that was yeah. That was Coach Luke.
Coach Luke. That's great. My freshman sophomore year, that same coach, he just had those speeches were just brutal.
He's the funniest coach of all time.
They were brutal, but there's one time where he just goes on and on, and also he's like, we got to play with that NBA style. He's like, Darren, what's NBA stand for? And Darren's just like, National Basketball Association. He's like, no boys allowed. It was just everyone just started dying laughing. Like what? Like you're just supposed to know. Like everyone's supposed to know what NBA stands for. It was so funny.
Pete, as now that you're a coach, do you have anything crazy planned?
NBA.
He's gotta go straight psychopath, like just crazy eyes.
Do the McCarthy thing.
What is McCarthy?
What's McCarthy?
McCarthy, before they played the Vikings this year, the night before he like busted out, he brought out watermelons and then took a sledgehammer to them in front of everyone to get everyone pumped up.
That's not too impressed, though.
They ended up beating them. They beat
him. Yeah, but that's like, you could just drop a watermelon. It's going to do that. How about that? I think it was a clip that went viral. It was a high school coach who put on a helmet, no shoulder pads, and broke down this metal door. You see that one?
No.
Yeah, there's like somebody just filmed outside the door, and all of a sudden you hear him screaming, and all of a sudden he just knocks down this metal door, and he's just got a helmet on, and that's it.
Should I start going up to my players and like headbutt their helmets? And I got nothing on. I got no helmet on.
No, but you gotta be the speech guy.
Then you start. Then you do the speech while there's blood just running down your face, just your whole face covered. And
nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
Love it.
Oh my god. Some coaches are just wild when it comes to that kind of stuff. You hear about some weird stories.
You need some psychopaths out there. You need them.
Yeah, you need them to kind of get everyone all jazzed up.
And then you need the guy that's going to give you the tight or loose or tight butthole. Right. I don't know which coach would you rather have? One that gives a tight butthole speech or a loose butthole speech?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, actually. That's a good question, though.
Like, Harbaugh's got to be a loose butthole. You think like Nagy? Like what's Nagy? You think he's tight, loose?
Nagy's a tight butthole guy.
What Andy Reid? So. What about Big Red? What do you think? What are you thinking he is?
He's a spaghetti and meatballs kind of guy. Oh,
broccoli? No, he's not a broccoli guy.
Spaghetti and meatballs and burgers.
What do you guys think Vrabel is?
Oh, he's a tight butthole.
Vrabel's that put a helmet on and drop down and knock down the door. Yeah. That's what Vrabel is.
If they're playing easy team, he probably just like he's probably like a loose butthole guy. But if they're playing a good team, he's probably.
I'm gonna be honest here, boys. I'm kind of like freaked out about all this butthole talk. What's going on in the NFL?
Okay.
Are the Bears back? Nobody's got any more butthole talk. Or I mean, Lamar pooped. Did he poop? What was the final? He pooped.
No. Nope. He pooped.
Nope.
I mean, everybody poops, you know?
Was it diarrhea or was it just poop?
It was projectile. All right, enough of the butt stuff.
But about that game, besides the butt stuff.
But about the game.
Yeah. What takeaways from the game? I don't usually recap the Monday games because we're on to the next week, so much to get to, but I know people were disappointed that I didn't really get my takeaways out there, but anybody else that like, what do you take away from a game like that? What do you got?
I think it was probably the best one of the best regular season games.
We'll discuss that
of all time.
We'll discuss that. But how do you feel about the Ravens? How do you feel about the Browns?
Both teams are playoff teams. I don't know if they're gonna go anywhere. I don't know if they're gonna like. They could make the AFC Championship game, both teams. I could see that. It's like they could pull it off, but I don't think they're going to win the AFC Championship game or go to the Super Bowl.
You thinking the Ravens are back? The offense is back?
I don't know if they're back, but I think they're good enough to make the playoffs. The rest of their schedule is pretty favorable. I think they're going to pick it up.
Like, anybody else think Hollywood Brown was dropping that ball?
No.
I thought he was dropping it.
I didn't know.
I think he's better over the shoulder. He's not very good at, like getting his hands out and like catching the ball, like moving lateral, like side to side on the field. I don't think he's very good at that, or coming back to the ball. I think he's better at just catching it over the shoulder or going deep.
Yeah, my takeaways are, yeah, two high-powered offenses. The Ravens are getting back on track here. Good to see that. Browns, impressive offense. Stefanski, the real deal. Defensively, the Ravens a little disappointed defensively because, you know, they're supposed to be one of the better defenses in football, and they're not that right now. They were struggling against – it was basically who was going to have the ball last, pretty much. I know the Browns did have it last, but with some time. I mean, Browns defense, they can get some pressure. But, yeah, they need more speed to compete with Lamar Jackson and company. You see they don't have enough speed there. So, two playoff teams that could beat almost anybody. You know, can they stay consistent enough to go on a run, though? That's kind of my questions there for both of them.
Consistency for the Ravens is what scares me. I mean, we talked about before, you can't stop Lamar Jackson, but you can certainly slow him down, and cannot throw his way out of an issue, in my opinion. I think he's got to be able to run the ball to get points on the board. And if they're down, I just don't trust it. Like, if it's Ravens versus Chiefs, I think it's just not going to end well for the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Browns. I like them so much. I was more impressed by them than the Ravens. But I think, like Riz was saying, I think that the Browns' lack of speed on defense kind of – that's like a huge – it's a problem, but it's only really a problem against somebody that – like a Lamar Jackson, who you're not going to see week to week.
I do see him twice a year.
You do see him twice a year, but in the playoffs, I mean, I don't know. I think that if they met again in the playoffs somehow, I think that the Browns would have him. You that one ball where that Baker threw, where I think Marcus Peters fell down, was it Higgins or Peoples-Jones? I thought he was dropping that because he like awkwardly fell as he was catching it.
I think it was Higgins.
It Higgins? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, he was like falling over sideways. It was just he made it look so much harder than it was. That one was more so I thought he was going to drop than Hollywood Browns.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Baker's good. He's so good on the run. It's incredible.
Yeah, he's really getting that play action down, getting out of the pocket real quick, throwing on the run real nice, like, even without Obi Jobins? Which one we call it? Which one we feel?
I like Gobi Jobins better because it's further from the actual name.
Odell Gobi Jobins. You give him the right first name, though. And then you just throw in the Gobi Jobins. Get a custom Gobi Jobins jersey. Just really throw everyone off.
I'll get one.
Just the correct number, but it just says Gobi Jobins on the back.
How do you
spell it? Yeah, how would you spell that? Just how it sounds.
G-O.
Probably. Yeah.
G-O.
G-O.
G-O. Go-
B-I.
Obi.
Gobi.
Obi Toppin.
Yeah, there ain't no stopping Gobi Jobins.
Ain't no stopping Gobi Jobins.
Trademark. That's trademark, guys.
Trademark that. You think how many, if you were walking around with that custom-made jersey, what you think people are coming up to you, be like, what is that?
I don't think anybody would say anything, honestly.
They're just confused. What do you think? What do you think is going through their head?
I got this overseas. It was super cheap. Like, dude, the name's wrong.
Gobi Jobins, like nothing like his name.
Gobi Jobins, Odell Gobi Jobins.
I don't even know how I said that the first. When and how? I don't get it. I don't know how my brain made the connection to do that. I really don't.
I think you're under
probably
the influence.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
It was out. Was it?
Was
yeah,
it?
That was. Yeah. That was the Cubs night.
One thing that I didn't notice Cubes. Watching the game. I mean, how many fumbles that Cleveland had? Was that because of all like the? Was that because of all the laterals that they're doing in the last play on the safety? They had 7 fumbles of that game.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they had 3 after 2 drives of the game, but they didn't lose any. The very first drive, they had a fumble, and they fell back on it. It was kind of close, but they fell back on it. And then they had a fumble the first possession that went out of bounds. And then the next possession, they fumbled again, but they fell on it. That one was close as well. So, the Ravens just couldn't fall on the ball there. That could have changed the game as well. What if Lamar just never had to go take a take a dookie did or whatever it was. You think the
probably is not completing that pass. He came back and completed that fourth down pass.
Yeah, but you think the Browns even catch back up? Because the Ravens were at a two score lead there when he left.
I mean, it's hard to say, but I mean, the Browns, they got some. They kind of were getting some momentum rolling before Lamar was out. But I don't know. I mean, we can't really. Ravens probably most likely would have created more separation, but the Browns would have kept scoring. It would have been. It would have still been a very high scoring game.
Yeah,
I think that him kind of going out kind of made it closer than it may have been.
Is that the best game of the season?
Yes. Yeah. So far, yes.
Is that like a game to remember of all, you know, all one of the best games of all time?
I don't know if you're going to remember it just because, well, maybe you'll remember it because of the
diarrhea.
Yeah. But
I think it was,
you don't really remember.
I mean, it was like, it's like a superhero story in a sense. Your best player goes out, whether he's taking a dookie or he's actually, you know, getting shot up with
steroids
or, you know, but like him coming out, completing a fourth down pass for a touchdown and then winning the game. That's like,
I think we'll remember
that'll
for
be in
a
his
couple,
memoirs.
We'll remember it for a couple of years and then like someone will bring it up and be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
It's like that Rams-Chiefs game from a couple years ago. Remember that Rams-Chiefs Monday night?
Yeah,
that was like a crazy scoring game.
Like that
same thing.
Like that. Like that game. Like it's, we kind of remember it right now because it was fresh. But like in a couple years, we're just gonna kind of forget about it, and it's not really gonna matter.
That's why the only thing that matters is win the damn Super Bowl. You don't even remember sometimes in the past who was the runner up. You know.
Wow, that's true facts.
You got to win. I was just scrolling through Twitter, and I just saw something random Marlon Humphrey tweeted. Just gave this dude at Outback a $200 tip, only to get home and realize he gave me Brian Snyder order.
Ooh.
I just randomly saw that.
Ooh.
Why is he going to Outback? Why is he tipping $200? And what
why
is
he picking
do?
It up in person with COVID?
COVID?
Protocol.
He already got the Rona due, so he's good.
You can do whatever he wants.
I mean, people are getting it twice.
I know. I was just kidding.
Yeah, I don't. I want to know how. I'm hoping next season we actually get full fans from day one. Really hoping.
I mean, I watched basketball, and it was weird without basketball. I mean, after the bubble.
I saw a picture today, and somebody, I don't know where it was from, but it said, like, thinking about these today, and it was pictures of like the troughs that like you pee into at like stadiums.
Like
they
don't
have the field.
I'm scrolling through Twitter again.
Urinals. They have like the big, where the horses eat out of, pretty much like something like that.
That's Wrigley Field, dude.
Wrigley Field, man. It's the weirdest thing.
Seeing the Bulls lineup, just scrolling through Twitter, they got the pictures of them, and the Bulls might have the ugliest looking lineup in basketball. I don't know.
Don't say that.
No, I mean, not like skill wise. Like, they're actually the ugliest lineup.
Hey.
Kind of mean, man.
It's a little mean.
Zach LaVine's a good looking feller.
Yeah, it's just a funny picture of all
those
guys.
So is Lowry.
Lowry's a good looking feller.
The handsome devil.
Blaisdell.
He didn't start.
What?
Blaisdell.
Cristiano Felatio, yeah. Huge fellatio.
Longest bull on the roster. He's been on the roster the longest.
He's getting paid to do nothing.
Jeez.
I don't think he's been playing preseason.
He does nothing. Yeah, that's exactly. I meant to ask something about the Odell Gobi Jobins. Do you think the Browns are better without him? That's what it looks like right now, but is it actually the case?
No, I think the Browns are just kind of clicking. They're finally starting to click.
Yeah,
I think it's ridiculous. I think they're definitely better with him. But, yeah, they're just starting to click, you know.
Just imagine if they had him over Higgins.
And Donovan Peoples-Jones, even though they're looking pretty good.
Peoples-Jones, I liked Peoples-Jones in the draft. I thought he had a lot of upside. He had Shea Patterson at quarterback. I mean, I felt bad for him. You're still a good college player, and he had probably the worst quarterback.
He's a huge Shea Patterson kind of guy.
The worst quarterback in college football. No, he wasn't that bad. Probably the worst quarterback Might be the worst quarterback in the Big Ten, honestly.
Wow, Pete.
Wow. All right, I got one more question here for the Bears guys.
Are the Bears back?
Are the Bears back? Is Trubisky back? That's question number one. Dan, two.
Dan could have question number one and
I got,
two.
So I got three questions, or maybe more than that.
Okay, so you want questions one and two. Are the Bears back? No, they're not back. Is Trubisky – what was the question about Trubisky? Is Trubisky back?
Back? I don't know what back even means exactly.
He's back.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's playing well. You can't knock him for that. He's just not throwing the ball downfield. He said in his presser conference today, he said that they're actually making plays to – aid to his skill set, which is rolling out of the pocket, kind of like what Baker's doing, but Baker has a better deep ball or throwing it downfield. But they're getting him out of the pocket on play action. The running game is working. The play action's working. That's why Trubisky is working. And they didn't do that the past 2.5 years, and we're seeing it finally work. So is Trubisky back? No. Thank you.
All right, and now he's going to be a free agent after this year. So let me go through a list of free agent quarterbacks. And I'm going to ask you, who would you rather have? Would you rather have Mitchell Trubisky or Robert Griffin III?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Would you rather have Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Mullins?
Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Would you rather have Mitchell Trubisky or Andy Dalton?
Mitchell.
I'd say Mitchell.
How about...
That's a sad one, though.
Jacoby Brissett.
Mitchell.
How about,
Kobe White drops 18 in the third quarter.
How about Ryan Fitzmagic?
I'd take him. I'd take
all day.
Him.
All day.
How about Cam Newton?
Oh, Mitch.
How about Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod.
How about Phillip Rivers?
Mitchell.
Phillip's heating up right now, right?
He's doing fine. It's just his old
ass.
He needs
an old line.
We're going to give him a one-year contract for him to do what exactly? To make us 8-8 again? No, thank you.
Well, you said yes to Fitzpatrick. Well, that would be the same.
Yeah, but that's Fitzmagic, though. That's like, okay, you got to put some respect in the man's name.
Jameis Winston.
I'll take some Jameis.
Yeah, give me Jameis.
All right, so then it's between Jameis Winston, Tyrod Taylor, and Ryan Fitzmagic.
Taking Fitzmagic.
Taking Winston.
Fitzmagic's going to be a dinosaur. He's going to be 70 years old, marching out there for the Bears.
Winning the
Super Bowl. Back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls.
Back-to-back. Oh, boy.
You're crazy.
Oh, no. You never know.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. All right, now what about like the big free agent, like Dak Prescott? How you feeling about that?
I would do whatever it takes to get Dak. I would offer more money than what Cowboys are gonna offer. Can Cowboys stick and just franchise him again? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen.
He was on the franchise. He's on the tag.
Can't you do two years in a row or no?
I think they got to extend him.
Get it like 3 years in a row or something crazy like that?
Yeah, there's some players that aren't able to get it again, but then I think they're going to extend him. I don't know. I don't think he's
going to. I don't know. If I'm the Bears, I'm doing whatever it takes to get Dak. I mean, you can't go again, whether you're Ryan Pace still with the Bears organization or you're a new GM, you're doing day one, we need to get a quarterback. And that's what Pace did when he came in here. He just chose wrong. Slap on the ass, get him out of here. Let's get somebody else in here. And I would do whatever it takes to get Dak.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo, though?
No, thank you. I'd rather have Mitch.
Oh. Okay.
Jimmy will be cleaner with the ball, but I think Mitch, I don't know. I like saying Mitch Trubisky rather than Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what I like to say.
It's against those Italians,
huh? Is it Mitch or is it Mitchell?
It's Mitchell right now, okay? Mitchell's back.
Mitchell's back.
Mitch is still hurt. His shoulder's still hurt. Mitchell is back.
Ooh.
Actually, no, he's not back. He's the one that's playing currently. I want to get that clear.
He's just playing smart. He's not playing great. He's just playing smart. I mean, he's playing good for Mitch, but...
Dink and dunk ball. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Dink and dunker.
Chase Daniel.
Next week, we'll have a dink and dunk off between Mitchell Trubisky and Gardner Minshew. Who will win the dink and dunk off? That should be pretty fun. But first, we got to see Mitch play Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. A lot of playoff implications there with that one. Still don't know who's going to win. I picked the Bears. I'm still back and forth on it. It should be a I was going to say it's going to be a good game. It'll probably be an annoying game, to be honest. I'm probably much more looking forward to some other ones. But, yeah, we'll see. The Bears didn't have David – that's something I realized today. The Bears didn't have David Montgomery last time they played the Vikings. Now they got David Montgomery. This time they're playing him. Could that be the difference?
And a somewhat healthy offensive line, too. I honestly, if the Bears lose, it's going to be a close game. If the Bears win, I think it's going to be by more than, I'm going to say more than 6 points. If the Bears win, it's going to be a demanding win. If they lose, it's going to be really tight.
Tight butthole. Nagy better give that tight butthole speech before that one.
Hope so.
Yeah. Hey Dan. Yes. When we have our little throwing competition that you think you could beat me in, can we call it the Dink and Dunk Off?
Wait, when did we? Okay, that's fine. And secondly, didn't we already prove that I could throw farther than you with a softball?
I didn't say farther. We could have part of it.
Accuracy?
We're going to do the full gauntlet.
Well, what's this going to be? It's starting to get real freaking cold outside. Real freaking cold.
Wait. The summertime, when it's warmer out there, we'll get out there when the ball travels a little better, and we're going to do all different.
You could have
this guy getting all these excuses. I'll go out there any day of the week. All right,
well, we should have one in the cold, and then we'll do the rematch in the summer. We'll kind of compare.
Then you got 6 months to train.
You got 6 months to train, get the tight butthole going, and then – who can throw it the furthest and most accurate combined? Who can throw on the run the best? Who can throw from the pocket?
I just want you to know that
who can throw
with
Pete chasing them,
and I'm not even in shape. All right, that's how much I'm going to dominate.
Okay. You can't throw left-handed better than you.
That's fine. I can't throw left-handed at all, so I'm going to
dominate with my right hand. No, I can throw left-handed better than your right.
You're full of shit, and you know it.
You want to take this outside? We can go outside.
Yeah,
we can go
that's
for
what you
walk.
Said. You're the one wanting to wait for summer. You wanted to wait for the summer.
I'll go now. Right here, right now. Actually, we won't be able to see the ball, but I'll still go out there. I'll put the car lights out there, and I'll get out there.
All right, man. Let's do it.
This needs to go
down. Remember last year when I tackled you in the snow? Like a beast?
you didn't really tackle me. I was trying to do a two feet in tiptoe.
You were trying to get cute within the end zone, and I said, no dancing in my end zone.
Yeah, like we didn't even – like just somebody just chucked me in the ball. Like, we were even going hard, and you just threw me to the ground.
Well, that just shows I go hard to pain at all times. You don't.
Like a
you
bully.
Just, I want
too
it
hard
more.
To pain.
I just want it more, you know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
You're just a bully, dude. You're just a bully.
This competition will have to go down. We'll have to film it. We'll have to upload it. It'll be good. It'll be good.
I'm winning.
All right.
Okay.
Dan. The only thing you could – I think the only thing – you'll do the best at is, I think, power. Actually,
he's
most
got more
definitely power.
He's got a power bottle.
I think he's a power bottle. I'll get you on accuracy. I'll get you on girthiness on the throw. I'll get
you
on
out of here.
Torque. He'll get you on the torque.
I'll dominate you in every category.
I'm going to look better in shorts.
Says the guy who's never
who
played.
Looks better in shorts. That's a big one. That'll be
going to be a category.
I'll make the grading sheet. That'll be one of them.
Not really the biggest one because remember Tom Brady did not look good in shorts on his
true.
You guys got to take pictures in your underwear and then you got to
we'll do the drills in our underwear, Dan, in whitey tighty.
I'm not going to lose to somebody that dookies in the pants.
It was so long ago. Are you kidding me? Dan, dress like Tom Brady with like the baggy old combine clothes.
I can do that.
That's what you got to do. And I'll dress like your boy Mitchell.
Are you gonna drive via your mom's Acura?
It was a Camry. You don't even know about your quarterback. That's sad, man.
Sorry, man.
We might not be his quarterback anymore pretty soon.
It's true.
I think Mitchell will always have Dan's heart.
He will. As far as like respecting a person, like Mitch had every reason to like, I don't want to say bash anyone, but like just kind of like pout and anything. And you know, the past couple games when we've been win or the past game when we won, and they're interviewing him about like his experience being a backup. He's just humble, and you got to give kid some respect.
Give him some respect.
Yeah, he could have been like, oh yeah, they benched me when we were winning. It's kind of sucked. But no, he's like, you know, the coaches want to try something different, and they thought they saw something, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. He's just humble. Got to respect a good humble kid.
He's the pro's pro, is what you're saying.
He's a pro's pro.
Yeah.
He can be a good long time backup NFL quarterback.
Okay.
All right. But are we doing this skills competition like this week? Is it like that soon?
That's up to you guys.
Whatever you want.
Up to Dan. I'll be out there, Dan.
We'll have to get that figured out.
See you there, man.
I'm excited about that. But I think that wraps up this week's podcast episode. Appreciate everyone for listening. Follow us on Twitter at GoatHouseNFL. You probably already know about our YouTube channel if you're here. Just search the Goat House anywhere you'd like. You'll probably find us. That's going to do it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.